Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5. However, the times are slightly different. It's 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. But you get me now, 5 days a week on Big Willie 105.5 and 5 days a week, same times, on the River Talk Radio Network. Includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now yet another new radio station, Signal 94.9 FM. And they boosted the power maximum to all these three FMs, 94.9, 100.1, 100.9, and they've added all sorts of electronic gizmos to make it full power on steroids, and they sound wonderful. Also, 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. And of course, you can see the show Facebook live stream. You can see it today. Go to the Dimitri Facebook page, profile page, and it's the Dimitri with more than 7,000 followers. Please follow, and then you can see the live stream. Also, see it on Big Willie 105.5, that Facebook page. And if you just joined us, we will be addressing. It's going to be ugly, I got to tell you. This will be after Carly leaves. I don't want to subject her to all of this stuff that I'm going to be saying about Bloomquist and his gang of three, and how they attacked me yesterday because I had the nerve to tell the truth about what's going on in Richland Township, and that miffed his two buddies who are running for re-election. So we're going to be addressing all of that. And yes, we have the audio. You will hear it in their own words. And it's, In any event, right now, Carly Dittmar is here. She is the Fulton Flash, a citizen journalist living in Fulton, who has done incredible work in exposing the real problems with the homeless and the encampments and all the drug dealing and all the craziness, the insanity of all of this stuff. And the big announcement here is you're going to be at the city council meeting tonight, speaking for tonight. What, 3 minutes or as long as you want?
I get 3 minutes, as far as I know. I was asked, but okay. I also asked if I could get Dr. Norman Wood there.
Yes, great
and
guy.
And I said, you know, when you've got tree organizations or you want to talk about pride, they get 20 minutes. I said, could we at least give him a couple more minutes?
Yeah.
So they gave him 10.
Oh, that's okay. Well, that's something.
Nothing.
That is something. But is anyone saying that they're actually going to do anything, or is this yet another dog and pony show? We
this
need to get together.
This is why they needed Dr. Norman Wood.
Yeah.
You know, I introduced him to Patrick Morrison. He puts him the head of a medical department. I introduced him to Senator Asinger in Parkersburg. He was said, oh, my goodness, he's my new
yes.
hero. He said, I want him in Parkersburg to talk to our mayor.
Yes.
I handed him the gift of Dr. Norman Wood. They don't know what to do next. They talked to him I don't know how many times, with me, without me. So tonight, that's what I said. You need to be there to tell all these screaming eagles back here mm-hmm. that have said the same thing every 2 years
right.
what the next steps are for some help.
Right.
Not to relocate them somewhere else.
Right.
The Moms for the Homeless was taking everybody a tour through the Life Hub and showing how they sort the clothes.
That's the new flop house, yeah.
Well, it was there before, and then they opened it 24 hours, and now you should hear the scanner. Oh, we've got a man foaming at the mouth on the street. Oh, we have somebody just drove by and shot somebody. And we've got a suicidal woman. This is all inside the Life Hub. Now, how is that helping these people?
My God.
Somebody walks in with a child. It's not even her child. They tell her to walk to the police department. They never show up. The police got wind of it. They found a child, put him in Child Protective Services.
Whose child was it?
I don't know. I have no clue. You don't know if they picked him up off the street. I don't know. Because a lot of this stuff we're not hearing in the news. That's why I listen to the scanner. I got to know if it's safe for me to walk outside.
Yes.
Because a guy walks from Wheeling Hospital past Figueretti's. He's gone. Elm Grove walks past McDonald's. And then the shrine building or whatever it is, with a rifle, he's gone. Well, what good are my dogs if I'm walking them with people that are armed?
Oh, it's insane.
Anyway,
it's insane. Yes.
So she's showing how they're sorting these clothes and all the clothes they get free. I'm out at the marathon yesterday, and I looked at where you donate in the big
boxes,
yellow
yeah.
boxes. I saw that girl a couple nights ago. She was just about 5 feet, and I saw her walk around the side and get a milk crate. And then stand up and look inside there. Now, they have all these free places they can go. So when I went back last night, there's a pile of everything that she left, including a pair of shoes that she must have had on, and left it there. Her drink cup was there, spilled over. And I'm thinking, here's the Moms for the Homeless showing, oh, look, here's the man that changes the beds every day.
Yeah.
Here's the man that keeps this place clean. Why isn't that one of the things they teach these people?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're coming back here tonight and you want this bed, then make, at least strip it and let them make a new bed.
Work. Do volunteer. My gosh.
What about dishes? What about anything?
Yeah.
But that's just too much. And you would only have to ask the reporter that I went through that camp with the last time how bad this poor girl, I got her partway in. And it was one of the homeless guys said, what are you doing in here? I said, what do you mean, what are we doing in here? This is public property. He had no shirt on. They're getting very bold now. Very
sure, because they get away
they
with
own
it.
The city.
Because they get away with
exactly.
everything, and the magistrate lets them go, and the mayor doesn't, and city council doesn't do anything. Of course they're going to get more aggressive.
The law enforcement can't do anything until council. And
right.
The mayor, you know, it's arrest, release, repeat.
Exactly. And it's the same story for the last 10 years.
Right.
It's the
right.
same damn story. Everything that we are going through now, we have gone through, like you
every
had said.
Every 2 years. And this is just another one.
It just the names change, but everything else is the same.
So
nobody has the willpower to actually do something, which includes arresting them, mental health checks for every one of them.
To our local judges and yes. prosecutors, stiffer fines, and then be treated. Did you hear what they're doing in Utah? There's a big empty... I don't know if it was a farm or what it was. They put a fence around it, put dormitories in there.
Yeah.
During the day is when they get their mental health treatment. At night, they have somewhere to stay. But they do not get out and wander all over the place.
That's what I was going to do with the encampment here in Wheeling if I was the manager.
That's what the Nazis do.
No, the Nazis
so
kill people.
So they would rather these people terrorize your neighborhood,
yeah.
break in your neighborhoods, relieve themselves everywhere in the businesses. Got zombies now like this in the city of Wheeling, laying on the steps of Independence Hall.
Jeez.
So that's what I'm going for tonight, but I'm so glad that Dr. Wood was going to be in town because they still go, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. So he can give them steps 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
The main thing was close the camp, let these out-of-towners here, we're not doing this anymore. Wheeling's not going to give you more free stuff.
Right, right. No question. In
we
fact,
don't care about taking care of our own. That's why we're the friendly city. We're very charitable.
Too charitable.
Too charitable.
Too charitable.
But to our own, you know, that's one thing,
yep.
but not 49 other states.
Well, here's the thing. My prediction is that now that they've are closing up some of the homeless things in Steubenville, the food, I forget exactly
same
which ones, but they're
but camps.
But my prediction is that all those homeless people, at least many of those homeless people, are going to be just going walking down or driving down or getting a ride to come to Wheeling.
The same
because that's
city
the closest.
Worker that told me about nobody
yeah.
is to film in the camp
yeah.
is the one that said they're getting, we heard this before, but this is another source from the city. I watched them unload buses.
Yeah.
They're told go to Wheeling.
Right, exactly.
One-way
right.
ticket.
Yeah.
Clear up here in the state knows it.
Yeah.
You give away too much free stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's like, it's never enough.
Of course not. Of course not.
So I think these people, if they want to take care of them, adopt the homeless. You say you know what to do. Bring them in your home.
Sure.
Feed them. Clothe them.
Yeah. What I would do, and I've shared this before, the Dimitri plan, which is a brilliant plan, and it's actually been used with illegals already, is I would, again, for these are adults, and this is all voluntary, and I would offer each one of them a bus ticket and a bottle of Jack saying, if you want, we will give you free transportation and a meal and, you know, whatever
right,
else
right.
To go to Southern California. Because there, the weather's nice year-round. You're not going to freeze. They have all the social services you could ever want. They'll take good care of you, mental health, this, that, and the other, free drugs with needles and everything else.
Place.
If we simply ship them out voluntarily, most of our problems go away here. That's because right. They would prefer that. And again, this has already been done. It's not like this is some crazy scheme. It's already been done with the homeless, exactly. Not the homeless, but the illegals in Florida and in Texas. They said, look, if you voluntarily want to go to New York City, live in a nice hotel for the you know, illegals, we can do that. And they shipped them there. They shipped them to Martha's Vineyard. We need to ship.
Last?
Well, yeah, but they shipped them out of, you know, where, you know, we want them out of here. So if we give them bus tickets, if we give them rail transportation to go to really nice places that have lots more services and not much nicer weather, all this goes away.
They don't want it to go away.
The homeless
organizations. You don't know how they're profiting off of this.
Yeah.
That's what Senator Justice's office said. You've uncovered a crime ring.
Did you contact the U.S. attorney or the attorney general for West Virginia about this?
It was the university, yes. And I didn't get too much. I have two other numbers to call from them.
Which now?
The prosecuting department.
Prosecutors here. Okay, but what about the state? What about the attorney general?
No, that's where they gave me two other numbers to call.
Okay.
I know, it's like, but it Monday through Friday, I said, I either want a paycheck from the city council, or I want them to have somebody clean my house.
Right.
Because from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, I'm doing their work.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. What about the new U.S. attorney for the northern part of West Virginia? Have you reached out to him yet?
No, I haven't.
I think that would be great.
Thank you.
I think that would be absolutely wonderful. So, Carly, I don't know what I don't know. We have still a couple of minutes or so for this segment. And then the next segment, we will address this whole issue with the Richland Township trustee election today, which is happening today. What was done to me yesterday on that the radio station, that old AM station that's dying. We'll be addressing the whole Bloomquist thing, Cleveland Dave and his buddies who are running for re-election, and just that's coming up. That is all coming up. Also, Dimitri Graffiti today as well. What else should I have asked you about? Is there anything else going on with either the problem with these vagrants and also with the city and city services, the police? Anything else, Carly?
No, I just think that tonight's the night for anybody that would have a problem, have had a problem in their neighborhood, like Woodsdale, the man that sits on his porch with a rifle, because this is the this.
Wait a
is,
minute! Don't bury the lead. What did you just say?
He had everything in his yard stolen. The next day, he had every vegetable that they planted stolen. So he just sits on his porch in Woodsdale with a rifle. He said, "I'm sick of it. See, this is what's going to happen." And then who are they going to blame?
My God.
It's getting like the big cities. When I post pictures now, they say, Carter, you're going to have to say where this is now. Is it Wheeling or is it because we're starting to look that bad?
Well, it is Wheeling because that you're the Fulton Flash, for God's sake.
So anyway.
You don't even drive. You just walk around.
Well, I do in my neighborhood, but yeah, other people take me tours of places like Lane H that I exposed, and the operation said, where is this? I said, it's Lane H. The homeless have taken over. Well, the city was supposed to tear most of those houses down. They've got clothes on the porch this thick, people's mail this thick, and they just take over the druggies and the homeless.
Why is city council, the mayor, not doing anything about
this? It's their representatives that don't know what's going on in their own neighborhoods. They don't talk to the people. They mail out mailers when they're running. I walk these places. I saw places in Wheeling I didn't know existed.
It's unbelievable.
But anyway, tonight would be the night. I mean, don't be afraid of these people. Look, I've been threatened. You know, I mean, my goodness. We have the best law enforcement. We have the best fire department. Please come out and sign up. Either call Jessica Selinsky and sign up. Tell her I want to speak tonight. If you do want to speak tonight, be in there before 5:15 and sign the sheet at the desk.
Will that make any difference speaking? Because again, it's like the same old
They want to know what's going on in the neighborhoods. Yes, it would help.
How do they not already know this? Because all they have to do is hear my show and ever have you on.
I was asked by the councilman that I said went, oh, I hear you were ragging on me. And I said, yes. I said, that really upset me more than being threatened.
Was that Ben Seidler again? No. Who was this?
You would throw up your arms, tie, and say, I don't know what to do. When here's your gift, use it.
Wow.
See, they don't know what's going on. That's why every week and every month I say, when the council speaks, what did you do for us the last couple weeks?
Yeah. Okay, so when is this tonight?
This is tonight. It starts at 5:30. If you want to speak, sign up by 5:15.
Okay. And
it will be packed.
All right. And this is going to be where?
This will be at the City Council building. When you come
city,
in.
City Council? City County.
City County building.
Yeah.
Yeah, City County building. I can't say whether or not it's on the first floor or where because they're remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
They moved it across the hall, but the deputy at the door, deputy sheriff will let you know.
All right. So we're almost out of time. I always give my guest the last word. Thank you for getting all dolled up for me. I appreciate it.
Well, like I said, I should take my jacket off. And
please
look
do.
Like we coordinated.
Why, yes. Please do, Carmen.
No,
anyway, so you got the
my
microphone.
Here's my dinner date.
Very. Are you auditioning to be my side piece? Oh my God! I hope my wife's not listening to this. Like, what do you mean she was auditioning
She's
to be your side
not
piece?
Listening, she hears you nothing home.
Man, well, that's God. I hope you're right. All right. Very quickly. Anything else? How do people get in touch with you?
Carly Dittmar, 304-559-8673. 304-559-8673. I'm on Facebook as Carly, C-A-R-L-E-E, Dittmar, D-I-T-T-M-A-R. Email C-J-D-I-T-T-M-A-R at iCloud.com.
And you're going to be there tonight.
I will be there tonight speaking.
And if there's anything that you need from our people, just let us know. You're always welcome here. This is really a great example of citizen journalism. Carly Dittmar, the Fulton Flash, thank you for everything that you have done
thank
for
you,
us.
Dimitri.
We'll get you back on anytime that you want, anytime at all. All right, short break, and then we're going to be talking about Bloomquist and the whole ugly mess from yesterday.